Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the new film Emergency, Kunle and Sean, best buddies and college seniors, decide to spend one epic night going from spring break party to spring break party. What could possibly go wrong? Turns out, plenty. Kunle is torn between going out with his friends and staying in the lab. He's got a project that could get him into grad school at Princeton. But when Kunle and his friends go back to their apartment to get ready to go out, they find a young woman unconscious on the floor. They have no idea who she is, nor does their roommate Carlos. So they should call an ambulance or the police, right? That's what Kunle wants to do, but Sean immediately overrides him.
Okay, she's alive. We should call 911.
Hey, stop! You crazy?
We didn't do anything wrong.
We don't have to do nothing wrong, Kunle. The cops are not gonna listen. They just gonna come in here and see three brown guys hanging over this little white girl.
That's right. Kunle and Sean are black. Carlos is Latino, and the young woman lying on the floor is white. The three make the decision to drive the young woman to the hospital themselves, a decision which looks increasingly bad as the night wears on. Emergency opens in theaters on Friday and debuts on Amazon Prime next week. Joining us now is director Kerry Williams. Kerry, good to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
And screenwriter K.D. Davila, welcome to you as well. Good to have you.
Great to be here.
So at the heart of the movie is this extreme fear of police that at least two of these young men have. Is that premise something that you relate to, something you've experienced? Kerry, you first.
I've always had that sense of like tensing up when there's figures of authority, you know. Yeah, I relate to it, absolutely.
Katie, what's this movie about to your mind?
So my family is from Los Angeles. I'm Latina. So for me, this was very much an opportunity to, you know, tell a story that would hopefully be cathartic to people from my community. And these guys really, really want to be in your college party movie. Like they signed up to be in a college party movie, but they end up in a very different kind of movie. And, you know, the reason that that's important to me is so many people of color have to have that burden of dealing with the question of how am I being perceived? And, you know, for us, this is a movie about that highlights the absurdity of what that burden does to people. So, yeah, that's what the story is about for me.
Right. This question of how am I being perceived is interesting because we follow these three young men around as they desperately try to unload this unconscious girl in a place where she'll be safe. Her sister, her friends are meanwhile looking for her. And you just get this foreboding sense of the danger that awaits. And you wonder, had they been white, would they have been in danger?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Kerry and I talked about it very early on is, you know, this is a story about, yeah, that burden on specifically people of color, because if they had been white, they might not have even thought twice about just picking up the phone and calling 911. But, you know, the unfortunate reality is when you're not white, you have to think about that. You have to ask yourself, what's scarier, the idea of calling 911 or the emergency itself?
Kerry, I guess what's so wrenching is that their good intentions don't really match the reality of the circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have good intentions. I mean, they, as Katie said earlier, they want to have this epic night. That's what, you know, they've signed up for, and life says, no, you're not, you know, and they didn't ask for any of this. It was brought on by, you know, the sort of negligence and carelessness of someone else.
And as the night goes on in this movie, as a viewer, you're increasingly aware that this young woman could very easily die, and these three young men would be blamed for it. I was struck in the press notes, I was reading the chaos of these young men trying to deal with this potentially devastating situation is described as hilarious. I didn't see the comedy there. It seemed more gut-wrenching to me on every level.
It has dark comedy elements, but it's also at its spine a thriller. So walking that tonal tightrope was something that Kerry, I think, did an excellent job, in my opinion. It is a tough tightrope to walk when you're talking about such a serious subject.
Kerry, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, by the end of this, you know, the night, everything is supposed to be coming to a head, and it is gut-wrenching, as you said. I mean, hopefully people will feel that and will feel the real stakes. That's the thing about this film is that, you know, it's really unfortunate that this is happening for everybody involved. You know, it starts this way of, like, these kids want to just have fun. And, you know, as you learn in the end, like, what Sean's plan was, and it goes this way.
There's a very moving scene toward the end of the film in the lab with Kunlei. He doesn't want to tell Sean that he's planning to go to Princeton after everything that they've been through together, because that means leaving his friend behind. What were you trying to say about friendship between two men?
I think they're both a little afraid of losing each other. And this night sort of really brings them to face a lot of fears on that external level with this thing that they're dealing with, but also their internal fears of what's going to happen with their friendship after this night, you know, and after, you know, he leaves and goes away, what's going to happen to them?
KD, what does this film say to audiences about connection and about friendship in the short term and in the long?
I hope that it inspires more people to tell your friends you love them, because it's an unfortunate reality that it takes something, like, very horrible happening to break down those walls between people. It's funny because, like, this movie is, in many ways, it's a dark comedy, it's a thriller, it's also kind of a bromance. We talked about that, Carrie.
Bromantic comedy.
Bromantic dark comedy.
Yeah, and I think it was important for me, too, to see representation of two young Black men being vulnerable and open with each other in that way, because I feel like we don't see that enough. So I hope that other young Black men will see this representation and feel like it's okay to tell their friends that they love them and be open with them and emotional with them. It's not weakness, it's honest, and it's a good thing to share with your friends, because if you keep things inside, it's, it definitely can be detrimental to yourself and to your relationships, you know?
That's Emergency director, the bromantic comedy director, Carrie Williams, and screenwriter KD Davila. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.